Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
Ruining someone's day, making them feel like a piece of shit, that somehow brings me joy.
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
Drive fast and dance on bars and blow dudes in an alley.
Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
Welcome, my friends. A new episode of Huntsville Home Video coming your way. We are going all in today. No one to hold them, no one to fold them, and don't splash the goddamn pot.
Is that when you just trickle down the chips?
Yeah, that's
Is that
you,
what that
like,
means?
Throw the chips at the...
I very much like it. I like the flair of the splashing of the pot.
Okay.
I was a fan of that.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Be arrogant with it. You might as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about a lot of cards today with the movie that we have chosen. So, Leanne, right off the bat, what is your poker playing ability? Do you have any ability?
I got none. I got bare minimum.
No?
I got bare minimum. I remember... I've never played one I've never played cards at a gambling establishment.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. I remember as a kid playing like 5-card stud, 7-card stud. I know I've played Texas Hold'em before, but I don't know all of the hands you can make in cards. I don't know what's what. I know like 3 of a kind. I know what a full house is, but you start getting into straights and flushes and I'm like, oh, does it? Sometimes the numbers are in a row. Sometimes they're not. They're all the same suit. And I'm like, I don't fucking know what's going on. I don't know what I have.
I have a 6.
Yeah.
And an ace, 2. And an 2. Do Ooh, I win?
I'm aces high. What does that mean? Yeah, I'm one of those. Somehow I do... like I never go and play cards unless somebody will say, hey, you want to play cards with us? And I'm like, oh, I'm not a good card player. And they're like, we'll help you. That's the only way. Or like, oh, that's okay. We'll show you, you know, whatever. And then I'll just turn my cards over and I've somehow won. So, I will grab like handfuls of pennies and fucking run. Be like, bye.
Later, bitch.
Later, bitches.
So there was no like illicit gambling rings when you were at Deer College or anything like that?
No, didn't partake in any of that. I don't know if they existed. I never saw any evidence of any. But no gambling as far as I know in Deer College.
Because I would have figured with your addiction to Purple Tigers... That would have been a perfect, okay. That would have been a perfect, okay. Just like pop a couple
Addiction.
Of them and
wow.
Fucking Texas Hold'em all night. Not the case?
No, okay. No. I went dancing on bars with that stuff. Not, please. I wasn't going to sit at a table and like pass out cards.
And make money,
I was gonna,
for fuck's sake.
Drive fast and dance on bars and blow dudes in an alley. What are you talking about? That's what that shit's for.
I think that needs to be the new tagline for Purple Tigers.
I think that should be on my Tinder profile as well.
Hey, you want to fucking dance on bars?
Want to get some Purple Tigers and get blown?
Dance on bars and blow some dudes. Purple Tiger! God damn. Well, like, what about drinking card games? Were you ever like drinking with your friends, play presidents and assholes or anything like that?
No, don't get into. I have played and was drinking. I remember being involved in some Jello shots with some of our coworkers playing cards. And I don't know if I won any money or if it was stolen from me. I don't know. I don't know. No, I never got involved in any of that. My parents don't really play. My mom and I play rummy.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Right.
And we just play for bragging rights the next day. That's pretty much it. And my dad, though, he will not touch a deck of cards.
Really?
Because his family did gamble. And the only thing that I would always ask him, like, oh, just play rummy with us or whatever. And he would never touch cards. And I'm like, why won't you ever play anything? And he said his family, they used to bet and lose a lot of money. And apparently he told me, he said, I've seen people lose houses. And I said, bullshit, you're lying. He goes, Lee, I'm telling you right now, I don't know what the relation to him was, but one of them bet their house, lost it to his brother the next morning, moved the family out.
Hell yeah.
That's the story. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He's like, a bet's a bet. And they took it that seriously.
Hell
so
yeah.
That's why.
As well, you should.
As well, I guess you should. But like watches, vehicles, money, fucking houses.
The Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon. I mean, it's all lost to cards. And so my dad will not touch cards. So that's the closest I've ever been to anything like that.
That is incredibly responsible.
Right?
Man.
Yeah.
Wish you would have known my mom.
He's disciplined. Your mom, not so much.
I think if my mom maybe would have got into cards, she would have done much better.
I was about to say, was she slots gal or
she was
slots gal?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't find any joy in that either.
No.
Yeah.
At least with cards, I do believe that there is a skill to it.
Sure.
And you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Like, you got to know when to split your eights. You got to fucking know all that shit if you're playing blackjack or Texas Hold'em or whatever. But like just dumping quarters and dollars into a slot machine.
It's all just you just wait till it you just play it enough times until it finally hits. That's right. The only thing. It's like people who go, the only strategy is people go to like multiples, you know, or play a little bit and then they go to the next one. I'm like, if you just stick with one, I think that's the way you win. Mm-hmm. Like you just have to play and play and play until it finally rolls around to your time.
Well, and now all these slot machines that they have in casinos, you hit a small jackpot or a progressive jackpot.
Yeah.
The trick to keep you there is like eventually they do something and there's like a big video.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, oh, I want to see the video.
The only time I've only gambled once. We finally went to Tunica and it was during Christmas. So nobody was there. You couldn't even play roulette. Like there was nobody handling tables. Right.
Okay.
So all I did was slots. Right. And I got on this one. It was Monopoly of all things, but by God, it was like a penny slot, but it kept like, I'd go, and I'd get like 10 cents in and then it would give me 12 cents back. Like I'd eventually hit like 12 cents and like there's a big screen and you're like almost in. It's almost like you're in one of those like car racing games because it like went up and it like towered over you.
Yeah.
Right. So you have that going on and it's like broom, 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 and things are moving. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm killing it. It's like I cashed out at like 80 cents. Like,
right. Exactly. Yep.
But yeah, they do that shit to keep you in there.
And to a weaker person, they're like, ooh, I want to see that again. Here's like more money and more money.
And I sat there for a long time, Jack.
Well,
my dad's just sitting at a different slot like, Jesus Christ, there's a buffet opening in 30 minutes.
Oh, man, that buffet is going to be so much more rewarding.
They had okra.
Ooh.
Good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a fried okra?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the only way to eat okra.
Correct.
I don't do that pickled and boiled shit.
Nah, you can fucking save that shit for the tourists.
Gross, like eating a loogie.
Like eating a loogie, yuck.
Yeah. Ugh.
So the movie.
So are you card guy? Are you card guy?
No, because.
Do you stay away from all of it because of your mom, or do you just enjoy things like casually? Like, what is your level?
I was
curious of that because we've never gotten in this conversation.
Well, so I stay away, for the most part, I stay away from gambling because of my mom.
Right.
Like, I saw what that shit did to our family. I don't even really get in on like office betting pools. When they do like, you know, office pick'ems or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's kind of a dick, but I kind of get off on it when people are like, oh, well, why not? It's only $5. And then I just look them dead face in the eyes like, my mom ruined our family with gambling. So please stop asking me. Like that somehow brings me joy.
I bet.
Ruining someone's day, making them feel like a piece of shit because they wanted me to gamble. And then flipping it around on them. Like, you feel like trash, and I feel so much better. Just walking away, like, doing that little jump heel kick.
Oh, my God. That is Jack Spade in a nutshell, if there ever was a description of Jack
right?
Spade. I get that, though. If I can ever do anything like that, it does make me feel good. Then I'm like, oh, I should have done therapy.
No.
This is my therapy.
I'll just verbally lash out at others and make them feel lesser about themselves.
I'm just going to bring everybody down to my level.
Exactly.
Terrible.
It's fun down here, though.
I love being in the muck. I'm not even going to lie.
But no, I stay away from that. I will have much like your dad. I'm very disciplined in the sense, like, if we ever do go to Vegas or do go to a casino, mm-hmm. I'm like, here's $50. I will put this $50 yeah. in, and that's it. If I win, cool, I won. Mm-hmm. If I put $50 in and my first spin I win $300, guess what? I'm out.
I'd be done for the day.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't.
Because I know I'm not going to get that again. I lucked up.
Exactly.
That's it. We're done for the day. I'm going to go spend that on something fun to do or not back into that same machine.
Right.
No.
It's yeah. No. And, right. and I've done that before. I was in Vegas one year. We were walking from one casino to another. In between the two casinos, there was a vintage toy store. And I went in and they had like all these awesome vintage toys, one of which was a really hard to find Transformer.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $400.
Of course.
And I was like, shit, if I like one of two things, if I don't do anything for the rest of the weekend, I'm going to come back and buy that. Or if we go to lunch at this casino that we're going to, I put this $50 in with slot machine. If I win like $200, I'm going to come back and buy that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like within 30 minutes, I put the 50 in. I had $250 and I cashed out. I'm like, that's close enough. Cash out, bought me a fucking Transformer.
There you go. That's the thing to do. The mm-hmm. Lord was looking out for you that day.
He was, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not so much for my mom, but that's all right.
Down in the muck.
Yeah.
Again.
But so that's kind of like for like slot gambling and stuff like that. I don't play blackjack because blackjack, I feel you have two types of people at the table. You have schmucks like me who are just like trying to get as close to 21 as possible without counting anything.
Sure.
And then the people that actually know what they're doing mm-hmm. that are getting pissed off at people like me.
Exactly. That's why I will never play cards at a table anyway, because I know I'm not versed enough to know what I'm doing and I don't want to ruin a game. Like I've seen and heard of people just ruining a game because they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, unless it was a table just of family and we were like, I would like to learn and get better. But if there's somebody else involved, I don't want to fuck it up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to...
You're supposed to do more than just count to 21. See?
Yeah, right.
You're supposed to be paying attention to what other people have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it
like
at all.
Like card counting, that's a thing.
I know. Zach Galifianakis did it in that movie. Blackjack is fun, but I'm only just trying to get to 21.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, you got split. Split them. I know that one.
Leanne, you're splitting twos. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. I have two of them. Let's split them. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to Texas Hold'em, mm-hmm. the game that is featured prominently in the movie we're going to talk about later today, holy shit, did I live in that life for a while and have nothing personal to do with it.
Really?
Because Texas...
God, do you remember, like, I feel like, and I might be wrong about this, but I feel like at one point while I was growing up, it was like all of a sudden Texas Hold'em was a thing, right?
You are 100% correct.
It was almost like a fad, like, oh, here's this thing. And like, I remember seeing people play on TV and I'd never seen it before. Uh-huh. I'm like, what the fuck's happening? Okay.
It was wild.
I just wanted to remember, just make sure that I was remembering life correctly.
You are.
Okay.
And that's why I was asking you up front if you know, because around the time you were probably getting to Deer College, this would have been like the huge thing. I had friends who got just so ingrained into that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I was still working at the clubs at this point, and we would have nightly game. We had a townhouse. It was me and two other buddies that lived at the bar, that worked at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
We got a townhouse together. After the bar, people would come to the house and we would play Texas Hold'em till like 7-8 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
And my one buddy, my roommate, he got so, like, he had books. He had DVDs.
Oh, wild.
He would play online. He was like, I am going to the fucking World Series of Poker. Like he got into it. He had special, like, you can't just have sunglasses. You have to have special sunglasses. Like, you got to make sure you have the right kind.
Okay.
Because your tells and everything like this.
Sure.
Things like that. And I never got into it because, one, I don't have the fucking patience for it. I get too
frustrated.
That's
not worth it to me to do that much work. I'm not going to do that much work for something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, also I get agitated when, like, look, if we were all sitting around playing a friendly game of Texas Hold'em and we were all focused on that game of Texas Hold'em, I'd probably be okay. But the fact is you have like 7 to 12 drinking, drunk, mm-hmm. various stages of like intoxicated mm-hmm. individual, all yapping about different things while trying to stay focused on a game. I'm like, I need y'all to shut the fuck up right now.
Talk in between games. Right. We're in the middle of a game.
Right.
Yeah. Don't get up for snacks. You should have got snacks before we dealt this hand.
Right.
Like, sit the fuck down. Shut the fuck up. Let's finish the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My roommate, love him to death. One of my favorite people on this planet. He was so convinced that he had my tells down from someone who didn't even play the game.
Right.
And he would be like, he's like, Jack, you'd be so good at this. I mean, I know your tells already from you haven't played the game, but I know what your tells are. I was like, no, you fucking don't.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, man, I could figure you out. I'm like, really? Deal the fucking cards. So we just sit down. It's like me and him one night. We just sit down. He deals some cards. He puts on his glasses. He's got his little poker stars for dummies, whatever.
What a handbook. Goofball.
And he's sitting there, and he's like, I get my cards. I look at him. I'm like, okay, raise. And he's like, okay, all right, yeah, see. Okay, yeah, I'll explain after.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, let's go, bro. And he's just like, okay, you know, check, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, you know what? I'm all in. And he's just like, yeah, all right, okay. And he goes all in. And, like, I don't even remember what the hand was, but he plays his. I play mine. He's like, what the fuck? My hand totally beat his hand. I was like, yeah, fucking give me my money, bitch.
Yep.
And that was it. Like, that was my mic drop fucking moment.
That's fantastic.
I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So you never got any idea of any tells that you had?
No.
No. I'm too telly. You know me.
You are too telly.
You know me. If I got anything good, bad, or whatever, I would tell it. There's no way that I could keep composure.
Just look at those cards and be like,
I know, exactly. Yeah.
Or, oof.
Right.
Well, let's see what happens down the river. I'll check that.
Yeah, I'm queen of the...
I was having a conversation with our show sponsor, Michael, at Underboss Photography, and mm-hmm. he was very excited because Rounders, what we're going to talk about today, is one of his like top five favorite movies.
Okay.
And I didn't know this about him, but he was apparently quite the huge poker player.
Oh, shit.
Back in the day, like both in casino and online. And he told me this story, which I love these stories because these were the stories that I liked hearing about when all my friends were into this shit, because like you never really talk about all your great wins in poker.
Okay.
You always talk about your bad beats.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this was like,
look at you using the terminology.
Right.
Again.
Well, I've heard a lot of these stories. I think this one might be my favorite. So Michael was in this, this tournament, and he has, I forget the hand that he told me that he got, but he's sitting there and he's playing this dude. It's like him and this guy, it's for a seat at the World Series of Poker in Vegas. The cash buyout is something crazy huge. The guy ends. Michael goes all in. The other guy goes all in. He ends up. Michael has like the second best hand that you can possibly get in the game. This dude has the best hand. But the tournament had what's called a bad beat jackpot. So if you get beat, if you have the second best hand you could possibly have, you get beat by the best hand, you get a cash payout of like $60,000.
No shit.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So this dude's like, yeah, fuck you, I won. Michael's like, fuck you, I got 60 grand. Fucking out of here. Like, went and tipped the waitress like $5,000.
Yeah.
And walking
that's
out,
how you do it, Michael. That's a good guy.
Walking out like an underboss.
Ooh. Ding.
Check him out at underboss_photography.
That's pretty amazing.
Right?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and
I'd be sweating bullets. I'd be so damn nervous. Like, again, telly. Super telly.
Super telly.
Yeah. I don't know how somebody keeps their cool in that.
Like you saw in the movie, I've seen in real life, you know, you just have these stone cold assassins sitting at poker tables.
Yeah.
I would like to think that I'm not as telly as you would be.
Oh, you're not.
But
I guarantee you're not.
I would definitely have a lot of this. I'd be like, oh, y'all are fucking done. Like when I had the flush, when I had like the fight, like, oh, you're dead.
I'd just straighten up. My shoulders would go up. You mm-hmm. know, that's me. I'm like, whoop, I'm dominating this table.
Yeah.
And I have like a pair.
We will.
A pair of threes.
Yeah. Boom, look at these threes, bitch. we will get into the movie right after I tell this last little bit. This was also one of my favorite things that happened at poker nights at Jack's house. So we had a dancer who was fucking around with two different bouncers, right? And they both knew it, like they didn't care,
right?
So it's we're all sitting playing.
We lived such different lives. It's so funny to me sometimes. Like, I don't think about it, and then sometimes you'll just tell something, and then I'm like, God, we were like, oh, yeah, strip club. I'm like, yeah, I get it, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll say something like that, which is fine. I don't have any issue. I don't have any beef with it at all. You know that, right? But I'm just like, Jesus Christ, we live different lives, and we're buds. Super funny to me.
Do you think if we were the same age, we would have been friends at that time?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. I think maybe. Maybe. Always had my friends have always been different than me. You're on a different level, though.
Uh-huh. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
It is good. Okay. It's good. I love it. Oh, God. I think I don't know, because you'd be like, who's this fucking idiot? Like, get out of here, Lily.
Ooh, I mean, that's good. Not entirely
like,
true.
Scram.
Like, I've hung out with people, and I was like, yeah, you know what? No. But then other people, I'm like, you know what? I like you. Yeah. You're nothing like me, but I like you.
Right. I'm the same way. Yeah. I'm the same way. So maybe so. But sometimes you'll just throw something out like that, and I'm like, Jesus, we are so different, and I love it.
And what's wild is, like, I don't even think about it.
Right.
Like,
I don't either.
Because it was nothing to me.
Right.
And like, other people, you know, like, the normies.
Oh, I see.
The normies.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Again, I'm not taken aback. Like, I'm not judging. You know that. I'm just like, but when you threw that out there, I was like, it was so casual, and it's like, wow, we're so different.
Well, so, and this is like, I mean, I think you'll love where this goes.
I probably will.
So we're all sitting at the table. You know, I'm just kind of hanging out. Like, I very rarely, if ever, played, and it's down between, like, three dudes, two of which are the guys like this dancer's kind of fucking around with, right? And she's getting antsy. She's getting bored. She wants to get, you know, fucking filled out like an application. And at one point, she goes, I will fuck the first one of you that gets out. And like, they're just like, all right, fucking both of them, all in. One dude loses his hand. They fucking take off to go bang. The other dude is just like, well, fuck it, I'm going to stay and win this fucking pot.
That's insane.
Right?
That's amazing.
Right?
They just take off. And everybody knows the deal. Was it one of the two that she was banging, or was it the third guy that she had banged?
Oh, God. If it was the third one, that would have been even better.
But it wasn't. It was one of the two she'd already banged.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It would have been so great if it was the third guy.
Fuck. If I was on my game, I'd have been like, I'd like to buy this hand in. We'll just sit down at the table here, see what's going on.
That'd be fantastic.
Everyone gets a turn.
Everyone gets a turn.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So yeah, a lot of Texas Hold'em stories that come up, and everyone that would come to this game at our house had a copy of the movie that we're talking about today.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This was the Bible to a lot of my friends that played this, Texas Hold'em around this time. We are talking today about a movie that my friend Leanne has never seen. That would be 1998's Rounders. You had no clue what this was going into it.
I knew it was about cards.
Okay.
That was it. That's the only thing I knew about it. I didn't watch trailer, didn't read anything. You told me Matt Damon. I don't think you told me Ed Norton, so that was a surprise.
Okay. And I forgot John Turturro, who we talked about last week on Brain Donors.
We got 2 weeks of John Turturro, and he's currently on the TV in our studio.
Yeah, watching Transformers while we're recording the podcast.
So we're going to try to keep Jack on task
right
here.
Yeah. Keep me focused.
Yes, I just knew that it was cards.
John Turturro came up in this one. I was like, ah, fuck, Johnny Toots. And then I immediately was like, oh, God, that's a shitty nickname. Don't ever call him Johnny Toots.
Don't call him that. He doesn't deserve that.
No.
No.
He's too fine of an actor. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
A great cast in this movie, though. John Malkovich in this movie as well.
I love him. I like him in anything that he's in, and I love him with an accent.
Right?
He fucking murdered this Russian accent.
Apparently, there's a great interview out there with Matt Damon where he's talking about making this movie, and he knew Malkovich was going to be in it. They got to set for their first day of filming, and it was like, oh, Matt, how are you doing? John, great to meet you. I'm glad to be working with you. Da, 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 da. They sit down, they shoot their first scene in action, and out comes that Russian accent, and Matt Damon had no idea it was coming.
Uh-huh.
And he was just burst out fucking laughing. He's like, what the fuck was that?
Hold it together, sir. You're
right?
A professional.
Be a professional. Like, yeah. You're giving away your tells.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. But yes, we will be talking about Rounders today. So before we get too deep into it, we have to know the first question we ask about these movies that Leanne has seen 130 some odd times over. We have to ask the question, Leanne Foster, what did you think of Rounders?
I really like this movie.
Fuck yeah.
It's a good movie. I understand, especially now knowing this card background for Michael, I understand why it's in his top five.
Right.
It's really good. Like you said, fantastic cast. And I do not know the seedy underground world of the poker playing, but it's fascinating to me. And this movie seemed so accurate. Like, I felt like I was really getting a peek behind the curtain of what it's like.
Right.
You know, in that. And so I really liked it. It was a good movie.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's intense. And it makes my brain go, how does anybody get into this? And how does anybody live this way?
Yeah.
Like, so many times, just like, why would you live this way? Why is this happening? Yeah.
And what's fascinating about the movie is, like, you do think things like that. And I thought that, you know, like, when my friends started getting into this, like, how do you train yourself to think like this and to watch for these things and do these things and be like operate on this level.
Yeah.
And then,
a skill that I don't even understand. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I look at a deck of cards and to me it's, I know there's a little bit more skill, but at the same time it is like the slot machine. It's like you just get what you're dealt, you know? So it's fascinating to me that there's so much more to think about.
And then the characters in this movie, like John Turturro, like his character that just kind of floats through life. Just playing cards.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
That was the other thing. I loved the look at their reasons why they did what they did. Like, Matt Damon's was different than Totoro's, which was vastly different than Worm's reason. Like, he was a full-on addict. Like, it was just fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fascinating to see the levels.
It was, super, super well-done movie that I kind of feel doesn't get enough love anymore.
Right.
I think it did back in those early 2000s when the
Hold'em was the fad.
Yeah.
Like, it was the big thing.
Like, everyone loved this flick, and then somehow it just dropped off. I'm like, no, this is a banger fucking movie.
Yeah.
This is like one of Damon's best.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Right.
I was watching it again the other night before we talked about it today, and I was thinking, yeah, homie won an Oscar. You deserved it. Like, he didn't get one for this movie, but I'm like,
Matt Damon's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Ed Norton, surprisingly didn't alpha male this one like he does with so many projects, apparently. Like,
okay.
Like, he was super good in this one.
God, he's good in it. And he, as much as I wanted to feel sorry for him and love him, God, he just pissed me off.
Right.
Oh, he made me angry. And it's just like those people exist.
Uh-huh.
And it just, there was something in me, though, that wanted to love him. Like, and there was something in me that felt bad for him. But God, he's pissed me the fuck
and
off.
And that's the kind of trait that people like that prey on people like you.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. See, that's like, why I don't get in tournaments.
And I know I'm a piece of shit, but you're my friend. So you got to look out for me, even though I'm a fuck up and using my name to get credit in yours all over town.
I just got to get it started. I got to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Just keep on. I'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
Those people, they're the worst.
Right.
Oh, fucking bitches. Ugh.
Yeah. I was raised by one.
Oh, God. I'm in the muck. I'm drowning in it. It's in my nostrils, son.
Also, we got to talk briefly about Famke Janssen. She shows up in this movie.
Yeah, your girl's in here.
God.
She is gorgeous.
Damn, that woman is perfect.
She is fine.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah, I was like, your girl. She's behind that bar in that dress. I was like,
what's up?
I see part of why Jack likes this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nope, she's a gorgeous gal.
Yeah,
Damon turned her down.
Right?
Oof.
I was like, what a life to be, have this skill that you don't really have to work a day in your life. You can just play cards and make a good living at it. You got a hot blonde girlfriend. She leaves you, and then you...
She was annoying.
Right.
Slightly. Even though she was the right one.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
She was the correct one. I'm like, eh, kind of annoying.
But yeah, but I mean, facts are facts. She leaves you, and then, like, waiting in the wings is Famke Janssen. I'm like, dude, yeah. Life could be much worse.
Mm-hmm.
You brush off that fucking mooch friend of yours. Life is good.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Some people, man.
Other Some people's kids. People. Other what do you do? I know that, like, I know I don't know if I'm in the minority on this one, and I know that his character is there to provide the drama and the tension. But I was just like, dude, I don't care what y'all been through. Like, the second Worm fucks you over for that money, like, he's gone. Like brush him off. There is no more of that. But
well, you're definitely better at doing that than other people are.
Well, and that's
for sure.
Yeah.
Some people have longer fuses.
Correct.
It's they know it's wrong, but their fuse is longer.
But everything that he did for you in the past.
No.
Like, what's he doing to you right now?
Exactly. Nah, he's fucking you over right now.
Right.
And he kept on. And he kept on.
He's going to get you killed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, no. You're the smart one in having the shorter fuse on that.
Oh, fair enough.
You know.
I'll take it.
I mean, you're a heartless bastard, but you're smart.
Thanks.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, let's get into it. Let's chat about Rounders.
First of all, I wish I had money hidden all over the place like fucking Matt Damon
Jesus
does in this
Christ.
Movie. It is everywhere. We are digging through the whole house to find 30 G's. Fascinating to me.
I have money hidden around my house like that, but it's like $300.
I have no money hidden, and I should, but then I worry that I'll put stuff back. I'm not good with it anyway, and then I, like, will put some, like, in a purse somewhere, and then I'll find it later, and I'm like, $10! And then I go spend it, and I'm like, this was what past you was trying to stop.
Dude, yeah. Let me ask you if you ever do this. The last time that you wear, like, a coat or a hoodie for the, oh, it's springtime now, and put these hoodies up. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward all summer, you get to the next fall, you put that hoodie on. Oh, shit, there's $20 in there. You ever do that?
No, because I wash everything.
Well, I mean, I do too, but it's like, you know, this one's kind of dirty. There's no $20 in there. But like, it never fails every year. Like, and I don't
do
it on
pockets.
Purpose.
I check pockets.
Oh, okay.
I used to have a piggy bank, though, and I'd put everything in a piggy bank.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you lost the piggy bank?
No, I had $37 in there. I got up to $37
in
change. That's pretty damn good.
Hell yeah.
That included pennies and everything.
No 30,000, though.
No 30,000, though. Just 37.
No three stacks of large society?
No. Which is also, I'm learning terminology. There's also, I apologize to everyone who plays cards, and I especially apologize to Michael, because I didn't understand a lot of what the fuck, 20-40 split. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What does that mean?
You're
30-40.
You're watching the movie and, like, Googling poker terms.
I'm just going to lose out on this one, and somebody else can fill in the blanks, or they can teach me later. That's what I did with this one.
Fair enough.
I'm like, at one point, I'm like, are we talking about our pant sizes? Like, ridiculous.
Why are they sitting down at a poker table talking about their inseam? I don't get it.
What are they fucking sewing in their spare time? What are we doing? Anyways, and also, I would forget where I hid shit if I hid shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, yeah, I would just, there's no sense in that anyway. So he is, he gets all his money together and he goes to like this underground high stakes game, correct? It's run by KGB, who's connected to the Russian mafia.
Petty KGB.
Woo. And he gets 30 G's in chips. And also he's narrating throughout this about like, how you play and wanting one big win. Like his thing was like one big win an hour. And I'm like, oh, wow. Is that the way we do this? This is fascinating. So anyway, Totoro shows up again and he's like, this might be too much for you. This is a little bit too above your skill, but he doesn't listen. And they play No Limit Texas Hold'em, correct?
That is the game.
Uh-huh.
Also, real quickly, I just want to say that I need someone like John Turturro's character in this movie in my life.
To just pop up. He's so calmingly pops up and goes,
All movie yeah. long, no matter where Mike ends up, there's John Turturro just like, Mike, I don't know about this. Right. Well, okay, you know what? Do the thing. And then just like vanishes into the ether. Like,
correct. Yeah. I like, we all need a Turturro.
Everyone needs Turturro in their life.
We all need him. So. Oh, here's my note. All during this, Damon is narrating card strategy, and I don't know what the hell is going on. So that's in my notes. Keep him in the pot. Oh, here's my question. Keep him in the pot? Full house? What does this mean? Eventually, he loses his 30 grand. He loses $30,000. That's an almost year's salary for people.
Right?
30, I'm going to say it again, $30,000. I think that's right. I'm not sure.
And that's in 1998 money.
That's 98 money.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. It's everything he had. Tuition money, everything. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is why we don't play poker for a living. But don't worry, we'll get it back.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. So he loses his $30,000 against KGB. He plays him, he loses. And then 9 months later, we jump to, what's his name? His name is Mike, right?
Mike, yep.
Okay, I don't learn it till later on in my notes. He is working on a delivery truck that is owned by Totoro, correct? And he stumbles into a card game that the judges at his university go to have pretty regularly, mm-hmm. right? And he starts betting for the dean because he has walked in on, so fascinating. He's walked in on a game and he's already read all the cards and he starts betting for the dean. Fascinating. None of this makes sense to me. I'm just like, I am watching somebody put together a nuclear bomb. I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? And he's given up the game. He's a law student now. His girlfriend's like, stop playing cards. She's not wrong.
But she's still annoying.
So he just bets for the dean and then he leaves. Eventually, he goes to pick up his buddy Worm from prison. And anybody who has the nickname Worm, you probably should stay away from.
They might not offer the best.
They're probably not working on the best of decisions. Right. That's for sure. But he picks him up from prison and he's just another card player who's taken all of the cigarettes from the inmates. I love this. He plays his last game before he gets out. He takes all their cigarettes. And then what does he do? He just throws them in the trash can.
So good.
He didn't even care. He just wanted to win them. Right. And he immediately borrows money to get into a game because we find out that he owes money to some loan sharks. Right. I think he says at first he owes what? 10 grand.
Yeah.
I think he starts out at 10 grand. He says, and he also then influences Mike to start playing. And they play together in this game. They act like they don't know each other, but then they start in their ways signaling to each other like where they place the bet, if they put it down or if they put it on the card or if they clear a throw or something. They know that they can get away with those signs in this level of a poker game.
And they're just playing some rich yuppie fucks. So.
Exactly. Steal from the rich. It's fine,
yeah,
right?
Take their money.
And Mike is the big winner. Eventually, Mike gets Worm into a bigger game, and he puts $2,000 on Mike's tab at this game, right?
Mm-mm.
Not good. Mm-mm. And I don't think Mike knew about that. I don't think Mike knew that was going to happen.
That's dirty pool.
Oof. And he starts to cheat through the game, right? A mechanic calls him a mechanic.
Yep.
It was because he was cheating, but I don't remember how they got out, why it's nicknamed that.
So he's basically just working that room,
okay,
on a level that, you know, he knows how to take it down. He knows what he's doing.
Gotcha.
He's targeting the right people.
Okay.
And that's just what he's going to do because he knows he can do it.
Right. Well, Totoro notices it and he sees it. And he tells Mike about what's going on, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So Mike tells Worm that you need to lose that money back. Like, you technically stole it. You won it underhandedly. You need to give it back to these Russian guys that you cheated it from, correct? And he says he's going to do that, but he doesn't do that.
Like a bitch.
Worm's not going to do shit like that. So he takes all the 10 grand that he won. He doesn't pay back. Oh, God, this made me mad. He does not pay back the $2,000 that he borrowed off of Mike's tab. So that is still owed.
Mm. Edward Norton looks like he's a great actor, but something about his portrayal in this movie, he came off as even more weaselly than he does in other movies where he's weaselly.
Uh-huh. It seemed like he fit.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, I thought that they did Edward Norton dirty on the DVD notes of this flick, because they say, you know, in Rounders, starring Matt Damon, in parentheses, Academy Award winner Good Will Hunting, you know, he teams up with his friend Edward Norton, in parentheses, The Italian Job. I'm like, could we not have, right?
He's done way more.
That's what I'm saying.
He's done way more.
Right?
Has he not won it? I mean, he's won an Oscar by now, has he?
I know he's been nominated.
Okay.
I can't remember if he's won it. I know, like, I think Primal Fear, he was at least nominated for.
That's a great movie.
I'm surprised you've seen it.
I know, right? It was all a ruse at the end. No, that's a great movie. At least usually they would put the courtesy of Academy Award nominee.
Right. Yeah, but no.
Did he not win for, what was that?
Primal Fear, American History X, and Birdman he was nominated for.
American History X.
That one is where he really got the reputation for being like, I'm going to make this my movie.
Okay.
Like, the director of that movie doesn't even want his name associated with it anymore.
Really?
Because Edward Norton came in and just like... rewrote everything, like redid everything.
Bad or good?
I mean, we'll never know.
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah. Like, there's a reason he doesn't like work with Marvel. Like, Marvel didn't want him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, still great actor.
And then picked Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
That bleeding heart.
I wish they would have dealt with Norton's bullshit.
Yeah, for real. So anyways, he takes the 10 grand, all of it. He doesn't put the 2 grand back. And then we eventually find out that he doesn't just owe $10,000. He owes $15,000 to 5 dudes. But his buddy, his old buddy, Grandma bought the debt with KGB. So now he owes 25 grand of debt. We've gone from 10 to 15 to 25.
What a life that would be, to just be in a position to buy someone's debt from a Russian mob dude and be like, you owe me this money now.
Isn't that crazy?
And then, like, every time you see that dude in the movie when he's just, like, at his apartment, he's just, like, in his, like, wife-beater tank top and underwear, like, ice cream stains on it, wearing, like, these nice floral robes.
With two freaking chicks in the background just ready.
Yeah.
Just sniffing coke off of each other.
Man.
Fascinating. He's living a good life, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, you could take a bullet to the head any day, but you had a good life leading up to it, right?
Like, I was watching that going, where did I fuck up?
You didn't have more bitches doing coke on your nightstand.
In hindsight,
at one. You should have kept going.
I really should have. God, the places I could go.
You didn't play cards enough, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I should have gotten in on some of those games.
You should have asked your mom.
I don't play cards. I don't know how to play cards. I don't have a problem. Really? Because I'm pretty sure I just had creditors calling me looking for you. Yeah, that's happened.
I've heard of that happening, and it seems like that hurts.
Oh, it didn't at all. And I'm like, what number do you have for her? And they rattled off a phone number. I'm like, no, that's not correct. This is her current phone number. Hang on, let me get her address for you. She currently lives here.
She hangs out here.
This is where she works. Yeah. If it's a Thursday night, check Dakota Magic Casino in Hankinson, North Dakota. Plug for you guys. Tell my mom to go home. God. Oh, shit. I just had this thought.
Oh, like, no. What's your thought? I can't.
That's like a real shitty, you know, like middle of North Dakota casino, right? I should take some of our TikTok money and I should take out some ads.
TikTok money?
I should take out some ads at the casino in Hankinson. And it's just me like looking disapprovingly. And it's like, Mom, should you really be here right now?
Oh, my God, that would be an amazing use of money.
Follow us at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. Ding.
I can't with you.
If gambling is a problem, please call 1-800-whatever the fuck.
Whatever the number is. Oh, man.
You see those ads now, like at casinos. If you go to casino, like in Vegas, they're all over Vegas.
That's wild.
They're in taxis in Vegas. They're like,
if you have a problem, ads.
Yeah.
Wow.
If this movie came out,
I guess that's ground zero. So
right. Well, if this movie came out today, there would be probably a gambling warning attached to the end of it. Like, if you have a problem, call this number.
Right. Warning. Depictions of gambling abuse. That's where we're at. So he owes $25,000. And let's see. Later on, we catch up with Mike, who has this awesome conversation with the dean. He finds him in like a bar and they are talking about playing cards and watching the players react and strategy. And the dean talks about him studying law instead of being a rabbi because his family was full of rabbis for generations. And he's the only one who went against the grain. And he lost his whole family for it. You need to remember that conversation because that will come in play later in the movie. But he basically leaves him with the thought of you can't deny what you are or what you want to be.
Do you think that's a real life thing? Like families getting all pissed off and butthurt? Is it? Have you experienced that?
Not to that degree. But I mean, especially in types of families, like that's a big tradition. That's a big religious thing. And if you go against that, you're kind of ostracized. That happens. That shit happens.
Especially always been
people
wild
that
me.
Are really in their faith like that.
Yeah.
Like it's.
Well, what about you know, because you see that in movies, it seems a lot, where it's not even just religion, where it's just like, you didn't get into construction like the rest of us, or you didn't get into the military like the rest of us. Like, you know.
Yeah.
That's, man.
It's a thing.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Generations and generations before you have locked that in, and you're the only one who doesn't do it. You're not up to par.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm a piece of shit.
Well, no, you had a good dad.
Oh, no, he was awesome. He was great. Like, he didn't give a shit.
Fine. Right.
He didn't give a shit. Like, right. I asked him, I remember asking him when I was still in high school. Like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do yet. You know, like, I was thinking Air Force because I wanted to fly jets. Turns out I'm too tall to fly jets. I learned
no
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a thing that I learned. Did I ever tell you how I learned that?
No.
So I legitimately wanted to, like, I was fascinated by jets growing up.
I never knew this, by the way.
I wanted to, like, in addition to many other things, like, I wanted to be a professional wrestler. I wanted to be, you know, like all these different things. But, like, I was like, realistically, like, I could join the Air Force and fly jets.
Yeah.
Because the one thing I always heard about needing to fly jets, your vision has to be perfect. And I always had great vision,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I was... I was already in radio part-time, like working, you know, through high school or whatever, like as an intern. And so I thought, oh, I'll get into radio, but I still want to fly jets, right? And so I met a dude at the comic book shop that I went to and just like struck up a conversation with him. And he mentioned he was in the Air Force. I was like, oh, shit, I think I'm going to go in the Air Force. And he's just like, oh, is that right? And he's like, did you mind my asking, like, why would you like to go in the Air Force? I'm like, because I'm going to fly jets. And he's like, stand up for a second. And I stood up and he's like, you're too tall. And I was like, what? And he's like, I got into the Air Force because I wanted to fly jets. And you're taller than me and I'm too tall to fly a jet. They don't tell you that when you sign up.
Isn't that terrible?
They told me after they put me in a 4-foot by 4-foot booth that mans the gate at the Air Force base in Grand Forks, North Dakota for 12 hours a day. Yes, even in the middle of fucking winter.
Oh.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, that hurts.
Right. And I was like, no way. Like, that can't be true. And I'd had a conversation with a recruiter at this point, and they're like, he called up. He's like, hey, how are things looking? Or da-da-da. I'm like, actually, you know what? I think I'm going to pursue radio. He's like, well, you know we have Air Force in the radio, right? I'm like, yeah, am I too tall for that? He's like, well, I mean, you know, no, I mean, the thing with the jets and the blah, blah. I'm like, nah, bro, I wanted to fly jets.
That's shifty shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's shady shit.
Yeah, but this dude, he like.
Thank God he intercepted.
Right? And I kept up with him for a few years, and he was just like, yeah, as soon as he had the option to, like, get out, he fucking got out.
Mm-hmm.
Did his own thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could have flown jets mm-hmm. if you'd have just been able to do what you wanted to do.
If I was just shorter.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Damn. Do you know what the height is, the maximum height is?
I don't even recall at this point. Mm. But like,
what are you, 6?
I'm like 6'3". But I've since, you know, like been to air shows or something like that. And you can like walk up a little set of stairs and like look in a cockpit, and I'm like, oh yeah, no way am I fitting in there. Like, no fucking way.
I don't know how you are in my car. The last couple times you've been in there, I'm like, oh my God, surely he's scrunched because your legs.
Yeah, I'd be sitting in a cockpit with my knees all shot out to the side, like jamming on instruments that I needed to control the jet. Like, Jim, why
did you fire off that missile? Sorry, my knee.
Sorry. Yeah, a little bit too tall.
A little cramped in here.
Should have told me you needed a short guy for this. Son of a bitch.
So, back to Rounders.
Yes.
Mike gets home. The girlfriend has moved out because she learned to let go of a bad hand. She learned by watching him.
Yeah.
She basically begged him not to play cards anymore, which she's not wrong. He lost $30,000. I think I would have just left altogether. So she had more of a fuse than I did.
You know, this is so interesting because, like you said, she is right. She was right leave. Super annoying still. But Mike says something that, you know, it's actual. It's factual. It's like, why do you think the same five people are at the World Series of Poker final table every year?
Correct.
Because they're the luckiest fucking guys in the room. You know, like he had a ridiculously bad beat that we learn about why later in the movie. But he still could have, you know, made that money back. Like, I don't think that he had a problem per se.
I don't think he did either. I think it was not, again, all of them were different in their reasons why they did it. He was just, that's what he loved to do. He was smart with it. He studied it. He wanted to be a student of it and a master of it. Yeah.
But yeah. But
and
then,
he probably could have won it back.
Then, you know, like, I mean, chicks do what chicks do. They just leave you when you're at your lowest.
We do that.
You do.
We do.
You do.
Yeah. Well, we've sent warning shots. Okay. We have waved flags. Okay. We have signaled.
We have signaled.
But we are a little shitty when it comes to that. Just a tad. So, anyways, the girlfriend has moved out. We find that. So, in order to feel better about this situation, we're gonna go to the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. And we're gonna go play call.
The progression of this scene. Like,
it's so good.
Him walking into the empty apartment.
The boxes.
All crestfallen. Mm-hmm. Oh, ouch. Worm. Let's go to Atlantic City. Fuck it. Let's play cards.
Yeah.
Boom. That's how you get over a bitch.
It's true. You go find something else to occupy your time.
Kings, let me talk to you for a minute. We talk at you, Kings.
True. Queens, too. We also need to just.
Right. Yeah. Like no fucking piece of ass is worth it. Go play those cards.
Correct.
Go to the show. Go to the thing. Whatever.
As my father has said, I don't know if I've said it on here, but I think I have. My father's big piece of advice when my cousin was getting ready to go through a divorce: there's pussy everywhere.
Yep.
Go find it. Not just one. It's literally everywhere.
You have said that on this podcast.
Okay.
And that needs to be a t-shirt. Huntsville Home Video. There's pussy everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Just, you can find any of it. Any kind you want. Yeah.
Like, but it's like,
same with dicks,
right?
Yeah.
They're all over.
Yeah.
And like I said, though, I just loved the progression of the scene.
Because he's sitting there sad, and Worm is like, you know what makes me feel better? Like this, whatever, playing this or whatever. And then they just go back and forth of like this hypothetical game. And then it's like, all right, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was such a good build.
And then you're on your way to Atlantic City.
Right.
Shitty Vegas.
Oh, man. I don't think I'd ever want to go.
I've never been, but everything I've seen or heard talked about, you're like, man, this place looks like dog shit.
Gotcha. I gotcha. But they get there and it's a table full of familiar faces. We've got your girl and a few of them from, I guess it's from the same place where he kept that $2,000.
Yeah,
get there right at this table. Totoro is there and they all then kind of start to work together to win against people like me who wouldn't know what the hell they're doing.
Taking down some suckers.
They're just taking them down and they're getting them with the tells. And yeah, I'm like, I could never do this. There's so many tells that I would have. Eventually, we learn that, let's see, they leave Atlantic City, I believe, and then your girl comes to visit Matt Damon I think this is this when she tells him you've got $7,000 out on your tab, yes, thanks to Worm. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, because she comes up and is like, hey, you're coming up on a week. And correct, you got it. You owe this money, and he knows nothing about it.
He didn't even know he owed it, but he kind of acted nonchalant about it, of like, I got to save face here. But he hands her over whatever he had won that night, but he owes $7,000.
Yeah,
that fucking Worm put him in.
And then then he turns her down for some sexual advances, and I'm just like, bro, what are you doing?
Just let that. What's that one going to hurt him? You know,
right.
It seemed like she had been there before.
Right.
She'd been there before. Something probably happened before. Just let it happen again. Who cares?
And then she leaves. You know, he's a little upset. He's a little pissed off, and he just fucking throws his glass against the fucking wall.
There's no sense in breaking a good set.
I disagree. I was going to say there's nothing more therapeutic than throwing something against a wall.
Well, that's true. Yeah. It does feel good. Mm-hmm. I used to do CD cases. They burst really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't want to break any glass.
That's fair. That's a good shatter.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I've accidentally broken too many wine glasses, and I always end up with like three, and it pisses me off. Like, and then I'm like, well, I got to break that one because I need two. Like, I want either two or four. Like, it pisses me the fuck off. So I'm like, don't break a glass.
Man.
Don't break a glass you're going to use. Don't break one you're going to use. Okay, if you got an oddball out there somewhere, throw that one.
We have so many mismatched glasses in our house, it would probably drive you more insane than the way I hang posters.
You know what? I probably not, because I do have a lot of glasses. But I do have a lot. But if it's certain, if I'm going to have more than one, I got to have a pair or four. I can't, you know what I mean?
Most of our drinkware in our house is random size shot glasses.
Lovely.
And then if a fast food place has a hard plastic cup, like when we went to Hattie B's last week.
Who was it that gave up their cup?
I don't know.
Remember in our group?
Oh, I think our was buddy it, Jeremy was Jeremy and Marlon were going to give it up.
No, didn't Jeremy take Marlon's? That's right. Marmar wasn't going to keep his cup.
Yeah.
And he left. I'm like, who leaves a cup?
That's a good cup.
Who leaves a reusable cup?
Right.
I will not leave a reusable cup.
No, we've got Hattie B's in our house. We've got a place here called Nukes.
I got a Nukes. A
lot of cups from Nukes.
I got a Nukes.
And then if we have company coming over,
ooh,
we break out the fine china, the glass jars from the yard milkshake bar that you get to keep after your milkshake.
I have one of those too.
Hell yeah. God, so we basically have the same drinkware sets.
Do you have a lot of coffee cups? I have a lot of coffee cups.
We have a few.
I like collecting coffee cups more than I probably drink out of them.
I'm kind of a tea snob, so I've got a lot of mugs.
Yeah. Is that where you put your chai?
Yes. Yep.
Too funny.
Too good.
So, Mike grabs Worm to talk to Grandma, who owns the debt, right? Now, Mike is still under the impression that he thinks it's 10 grand, right? Or
yeah,
possibly 15. He doesn't realize it's $25,000. What did he already pay off some? Now he gets roped into it because he vouches for Worm.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to pay off all this money in 5 days. It's now 15 grand in 5 days, because I guess that Mike had paid. Yeah, Mike, he got his $10,000 taken from him earlier in the movie.
Yep.
Or Worm did. So
at the fucking shady strip club.
At the shady strip club. That's right. He had won the $10,000 and Grandma took it. So now we have 15 grand that we have to give back in 5 days. So we're just going to do a rush. I believe, like, oh, I've done a rush before. I'm like, Jesus Christ. The lifestyle is fascinating.
I haven't been a part of anything like this, but I mean, there were some epic Texas Hold'em sessions at our place.
Sure.
One of them, one year we got snowed in,
mm-hmm,
and like everyone ended up at our place and blizzard hit, and we basically just hung out there and people were playing poker for like two straight days.
That makes sense to me. You're stuck in a place and you're just in this environment. Let's just keep going.
Right.
But to go out and do all of these games and travel and he won $7,000 in 64 hours.
Insane.
It's crazy to me. And I feel like that's what these people do, which is fascinating.
Right.
You know,
I like the how plugged in Worm was. Like, oh, we got this game over here. We got this game down to the thing. We got the thing over here.
Exactly. And he had been in prison for how long? And then he comes and he knows everything that's going on. And it's like, these are these people at this kind of game. You got to have this to get into this game. And it's these kind of people and blah. It's fascinating. It's like drugs. It really is. It's like you feel like dirty about it, but it's like it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he makes that money in 64 hours. So then they decide they're going to drive 5 hours away for a big money game. And it's actually with these cops.
Which Worm says they're like, oh, it's a game with a bunch of municipal workers.
Yes.
And then they pull up fucking cop cars as far as the eye can see.
Yes. Yes. He got the in from the deputies that he used to play when he was in prison.
Yeah. Like, right? You ever get out, look up my uncle if you need a game.
Exactly. So Mike tells Worm to stay in the car. He's going to handle this one. And he goes in and he starts playing with these cops and he makes about $4,000 when Worm decides to come in. We knew Worm was going to come in eventually, and he did. He can't help himself. He can't help himself. And eventually, he gets caught for, what was it, bay stealing?
He was dealing off the bottom of the deck.
He was stealing from the bottom of the deck.
Yeah.
Don't understand it. Anybody want to explain that to me?
So you're basically stacking the deck with the cards that you want, and then when you're dealing or whatever, and he's like...
Somehow you're grabbing them from below?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically all that dude was doing every time you watched him in this movie is like, he's just like, you know,
right.
Doing, like, I mean, the first time you pick him up out of prison, he's like, hey, check this out. I can pocket an ace and this is how you do it. And like the whole time you're watching his hands.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, like the whole time he was like, you know, like the
camera.
Well,
I knew that he was fucking around. Like I knew that he was cheating, right? But I didn't understand the mechanics of how you pull something from below the deck and deal it.
It's
all, it's just your hand.
I can't.
That's what I was confused. Yeah. I knew he was doing whatever he was doing, but I didn't understand from the bottom of the deck and how you do that.
People that are good with that, like that can shuffle. Like I can't even shuffle a fucking deck of cards.
I can shuffle cards.
When people do
you can't do that?
I can't do that.
I will do that all day long. It's the best thing I can contribute to a card game. I'm always the shuffler. They're like, here, shuffle the deck.
I can't do that. I can't.
I like the sound.
It's such a good sound.
Right,
it's a therapeutic sound.
It's gratifying. It's therapeutic. Yeah.
The spinning of a card. I can't do
that.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
I did.
You know how they spread them all out.
Yeah.
And then they flip them all back over.
Uh huh.
Do you know how many times I have tried that in my 32 years of existence? I will just literally be sitting on the couch and my stupid brain will go, hey, you never did perfect that. And I will go get a deck of cards and I can't figure it out.
Nope.
I can't.
I feel
so stupid.
I've made a mess of that a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. I play 52 card pickup all the time.
Yeah, right. Let me try this.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
I got a deck of cards. With my Jack White VIP ticket when he was here back in a couple months back. And I was like, this is fucking, it's a cool deck of cards. And
did you open it?
I did.
Oh.
I was looking at it because like the art is different on all of them.
That'd be hard to resist.
It's like, and it's super cool because the three is most of the cards are blue, but the white is three for third man.
Nice.
Thought that was clever.
Yeah.
But it's a super fucking dope deck of cards, and I was fucking around with it while I was watching this movie.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I wonder how he does that, because there's this one scene where Worm is in the background, and he's like boomeranging his card.
Yeah.
And I was like, how the fuck do you do that? And I just, like, I lost a couple cards in my fucking TV room doing that. I was like, oh, I can't do it. And then I YouTubed, how do you fucking boomerang a fucking card?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Fucking suck shit.
I'd love to learn.
Right?
I'd love to learn.
I would, when you, like the card trick that you, the sleight of hand where you like make a card appear.
Yeah.
I've watched YouTube videos on that and everyone's like, this is super easy. And they walk you through like step by step. And I look like a fucking stroke victim trying to open a.
No, not with these big man hands. I ain't doing shit. I ain't flipping cards worth a shit.
No.
No.
I don't think card playing is for me in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Is what I've learned.
No. So very casually. Very casually for fun.
Mm-hmm.
For pennies.
Yep.
Not for high dollar.
That same thing happens whenever I'm around someone that can twirl a drumstick.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's got to be easy. Nope, not easy. Can't do it.
I bet it's not.
No.
To me, it just looks like they're doing this. And I'm like, well, I can do that. Surely that's this is all you need to do.
Nope. Apparently there's more to it.
Nope.
Apparently
believe me, that little drumstick I got in my office, every now and then it comes off the wall and I go, nope. Somehow my brain hasn't learned it in the last 2 months when I did it last time.
Can't do
it.
I am just fucking worthless in all
things. We are both worthless.
Yep.
Me more worthless than you. At least you know words and read. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know nothing, okay? I got nothing going on in this dome.
If you would like to contribute to our GoFundMe to teach us how to do card tricks, please hit us up. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
At HSV Home Video.
Love some of that card playing trick money.
I can't with us. We're dumb.
Yeah, we are.
So he's been dealing from the bottom of the deck, and he's been helping Mike. And Mike knew it because he was folding on some good hands, mm-hmm. but he knew that Worm was dealing from the bottom, and he didn't want to win that way. You know, he wanted him to give that money back that he won that way, right? So the cops don't know that. They don't know that Mike's a good guy, so they beat the shit out of both of them.
They both get a fucking just stomping.
Get a wailing on him. And then
cops beating someone up.
This time they were white.
What?
That's terrible.
No video cameras around for that one.
Hashtag back the blue.
Hashtag ACAB.
So.
I like how we're on two wildly opposing sides on that argument. I have friends who are police officers. I'm like, you know, you're a piece of shit, right?
Ah.
It's fucking not all of us. I'm like, no, it's a lot of you.
Oh, man.
Well, what about you radio people? I'm like, oh, we're all shit.
We're all shitty.
We're all fucking pieces
of shit.
We
don't fake it with a badge, bro.
Yeah, but we're not beating down DJs in the fucking...
No, we don't know how to punch.
We're not going down to our hip-hop station beating up fucking people.
We allow it in the same building.
The station, not the abuse of hip-hop DJs.
Yeah, the station. Yeah, we allow it to be here.
I come to Huntsville Home Video for the political commentary and fun banter.
It uses the same facilities. It is in the back of the building, but don't acknowledge that. It is it not? It is the last studio here, is it not?
I mean...
It is closest to the back door.
Yeah.
I never thought of that before. Oh, shit. Damn it.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Yep, there we go. There it is.
So there it is. That happened.
The Rounders?
But they get the shit kicked out of them, and they're laying there, and it takes forever for Worm to come to, and he's like, you should have played those Kings. That's all he had to respond after getting both of them the shit kicked out of them. Fascinating mind. A fascinating mind.
Man.
And these cops took all the money. So now we're back to square one. We don't even have that $7,000 we won earlier. We are back to $15,000 with 1 day left to make it. Shit. So now it comes out. I guess this is when it comes out that Grandma is being backed by KGB. So KGB is involved. That's really who this money goes to, correct? Yep. And, here are my notes. I can't stand Worm. F this guy. I'm so mad at him.
And this is kind of it. This is the last time we see him in the movie. Like this was the catalyst that Mike needed to be like, get the fuck
out of my life. I'll figure this out. Somehow I'll do it, but I can't have you involved with me trying to figure it out. You've already fucked it up once.
Yep.
Multiple times, but this is the last time, right? So Mike goes first to Totoro for money, doesn't get any. Right. And I like that exchange, him talking about I got alimony and I got things to pay for. Right. And so Mike tells Totoro the story about playing throughout the movie. We see footage of is it Johnny Chan?
Yep. Johnny Chan.
Okay. He's a big player. Was he a real life poker player or is he just in this
maybe?
Movie?
I think maybe.
Okay.
Because I know that like the World Series of Poker is a real thing.
Right.
And that wasn't as huge as it was when this movie came out.
Okay.
But now, I don't know how it is now, but in the, like the boom that you talked about.
Yeah.
Like you would have people trying to get to the World Series of Poker. Like you would have events that were sponsored, you know, like earn a seat at the World Series of Poker. And now there's just like fucking everyone there.
Johnny Chan is a professional poker player.
There it is.
He's won 10 World Series of Poker bracelets, including the 1987 and 1988 World Series of Poker main events consecutively. He is 66 years of age.
Not a bad way to live.
Hell no. Nah.
A lot of patience involved in that, though. More patience than I will ever have.
Correct. Correct. So Totoro doesn't give him the money, and then we get the story behind the 30 grand, right? He tells a story that he was at the Taj Mahal, and here comes Johnny Chan in, the best player in the world. And he outplayed Johnny Chan. I love that scene where he's going to bat for him, and he figures it out, and he outplays Johnny Chan. And he won money. I don't even think he won that much, but he won. And then he decided right then and there, he took all his money, and he went to play KGB.
Yeah, the event that happens in the beginning of the movie. So he went into that. We didn't know it at the time, but he went into that so fucking sure of himself because he just went toe-to-toe with the best in the world.
Right. But then he got outplayed by KGB.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that out. That's why he lost the 30 grand. So then after that, he goes to the dean, and he tells him that he's quitting law school, and then he asks for money. And Dean kind of realizes that he's in trouble, right, because of this poker playing. So the dean is able to give him $10,000, and which was really, really nice. I mean, the dean is the MVP here.
Incredibly so. Incredible. Like, my God, like how much love he must have had for this dude.
Exactly. He did. And then also just with the narrative about his family and being kicked out and abandoned by his family and all this sorts of stuff, you know, like he just wanted to be good to someone else and let them do what they need to do,
right,
and help them get out of a situation. So gives him 10 grand. We need 5,000 more. So he takes the 10 grand to KGB, and he's KGB's like, you got my money? And it's right. He's right there with $10,000. And he's like, it's technically mine till tomorrow.
Right.
I love that shit.
The fucking nuts.
So he takes the 10 grand to get into a game, and it's a 20-50 game or some shit. And no one leaves until they have all the money, until someone has won all the money in this game. So we go through that, and Mike wins all the money. Son of a bitch.
He's got what he needs to pay off the debt. He's got grand left.
Uh-huh. And so he gets...
Happy ending, right? We could have just left it right here.
We could have left it right there, but we're not going to, because that's not how poker players are, I don't think. KGB starts to jab at him a little bit.
Oh, a fucking lot.
Yeah.
I love, because he basically stands up and he's like, you know, I'm paying you with your own money. And then just like starts humping the TV.
Because that's part of the, it's part of the 30 grand that he stole. Took. So this starts going on. And instead of paying off his debt, he starts to play again. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh no.
I know how you get during intense moments like this. Uh-huh. Like where was your
heart was going? I was laying down, and then I got up and I was like, oh, what are we doing? Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God. I was super telling.
I hear that now when moments like that in movies happen, and I just hear Leanne going, oh God. To the point where I know when I'm at a theater with a group of people, at some point, probably soon, I'm going to be going, oh God.
Oh God.
And whoever I'm with, if it's not you, they're just going to go snap their heads up to the people like, bro, what? Sorry, I've been doing a podcast with Leanne for too long.
I love that you picked up on that. Oh God.
Oh God. No. Oh, Mike, walk away. God. Oh,
God. What are you doing? Oh God. Stop. Oh God. Yep. I love that. I love that. I've taken our coworkers at a movie.
Yeah,
that didn't belong to me. That was our coworker. You know which one. I'm God at the movie theater. That's me. Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of that one.
I think
all of us have taken that.
I think we all have. Yeah, it's really good. Okay, so now we start playing again, and KGB is killing it in this game until. Finally, Mike figures out a tell. You see, KGB loves Oreos, and apparently the way he opens his Oreo and either eats it or puts it back together and puts it back down. Also, he keeps loose Oreos in like a chip tray, which I really love. Like now I want to start displaying Oreos at parties.
in chips.
It makes so much sense. It's the perfect little holder for him.
Right?
I think that would be cute. Now I want a card themed party and like a Vegas style party, and I want Oreos and chip trays. And yeah.
We're playing poker for diabetes.
We're playing. So he finally notices the tell. He gets it. And he lets KGB know that he's figured out the tell. Usually you don't do that, but he did it just to rattle him. And that's exactly what it does. And then they get back. He bets it all eventually, and he gets outplayed. And Mike wins all the money. He now has 60 grand. He went in there with $10,000. He turned it into $60,000. And KGB is fucking pissed.
Oh, man.
He is mad.
He got
Rickrolled.
He
is yelling. But then he's like, he's mad, but he tells him to pay him his money. Because he knows he got outplayed. He got outplayed, finally.
He did.
And he knows he got outplayed fairly. So it was great. He pays off his debts, which puts him back, after everything's done with, it puts him back to $30,000. He's back to what he started with at the beginning of the movie.
Got his three stacks of high society.
And then guess what he's going to do with it?
Go to Vegas.
He's going to go to Vegas, baby.
Fuck yeah, he is.
And as he drives off, that is the end of the movie.
There it is. That was Rounders.
Yeah. It's good. It's intense.
That's a great movie.
I don't know how anybody lives their life like that. I don't understand it. I don't. But it's fascinating.
When I worked at the club, we had gaming, like a little section for game, like blackjack and pull tabs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like we would see and know people who lived their lives by playing blackjack.
Yeah.
Like that's how they made a life. They didn't have a job.
Right.
They just, play cars. I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. Nope. But super, super good movie. That's a damn good jam.
All right.
Yeah, I like it.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Glad that our show sponsor, Michael at Underboss Photography, is still happy with you.
If you're upset with me, I'm sorry. I just don't know these things, but I'm willing to learn. If you want to print me out a printout or a cheat sheet or something, I'll try to learn.
Oh, man, this is where it's going to start.
I'm going to start coming in here with sunglasses on and my hoodie on.
Oh, man.
Like that one dude, whoever that was. Yeah.
What if you got a few pointers and learned that this was your calling? And that
Look,
you
I'm
are
trying to get out of here, okay?
Right? That's
I'm
what I'm saying.
To get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna tune into the World Series of Poker next year. There's Leanne gonna be sitting there. And like your tells are gonna be trying to throw people off, and you're gonna look at your cards and be like, oh God.
Oh God.
I can't figure her out. She's like, she throws me off with the oh gods. I can't do it.
Yeah. Maybe I could work on that. I'll try to work on that.
That would be something.
That would be fun to watch.
Leanne Foster, poker hustler.
Would you be my sidekick? If I need an assistant or something?
I mean,
could you like bring me beverages? I don't know what they allow there.
Oh,
but
yeah,
like,
sure.
Could you like clean my sunglasses off or something?
Yeah, be the Charlie Hodge to your Elvis.
Yeah, be my Hodge.
Yeah.
I'm just start calling you Hodge.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get like a World Series of Poker jersey with just Hodge on the back?
I'll buy one for you with my winnings.
Bet.
That's coming out. Bet.
Bet. Raise. Check. Got to learn all these terms.
Ante up.
that needs to be your whole persona, just like this sweet, innocent, like, I don't know how to play cards. Ante, oh, my God. And then, like, you're behind closed doors. You're like, these fucking bitches don't know what fucking hit them. Just be ruthless.
I need to be Mom Lily when I'm on that. Wasn't that what Marlon called it, I think, when he was down here last week? He's like, Mom Lily's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I need. Everybody got their snacks? Everybody got their drinks? All right, whose turn is it to deal?
Like, I can't bet against her. She's so fucking innocent. God damn it.
Spoken behind closed doors.
Yeah.
God, just fuckers.
Just like, hey, you need some purple tigers over there? Just shaking a fucking pill jar. Why don't you spot me 50 chips?
You're this rawr.
And then I want to, like, in the future, I want to go back to this podcast at this time and be like, see, Leanne, this is where this it started.
This is where it began. This is it.
Mm-hmm. But you won't, like, at this point, you won't even return my emails because you're making, like, $50 million on the...
No, you're coming with me.
Poker. Okay.
Whatever fame I get in my life, you're coming with me.
Same.
You're in all my speeches.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
I already texted you that yesterday.
That's a true story.
I'm anticipating a win, everybody. And if I win, Jack's getting all the credit.
And if I win, you're going to get all the credit. If you're going to win for this contest that I didn't even apply for. If I somehow just win this
shit. That I encouraged you to apply for and you didn't apply for yet again.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't fucking need it.
But you've been very encouraging of me. So you're getting in my speech.
That's right, bitch. Fucking look for WorldSeriesPoker.com.
Ding.
I don't know if they get a ding yet.
Oh, sorry.
They'll get a cha-ching. Yeah.
They get a card shuffle.
There it is. So give Rounders some stars, won't you?
Okay. I really liked it. It was a good movie, even though I didn't know a lot of what was going on at times. Very much enjoyed it, and I will give it 3.75?
3.75.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
I like this one a lot. I liked it when I first saw it. I liked it, you know, during the boom when, like, everyone had their copy of it. Mm. I still like it now. Yeah. And I give this 4 aces.
You know, how many episodes have we had? 130-something?
Yeah.
130-something. I still... never think of, oh, I gotta think of the rating system. I just go, oh, stars, and you just come in with a ringer. 4 aces.
I mean, yeah.
Nicely done.
Thank you. So what do you want?
I give it 4 20-30 splits.
Choke me up.
How dumb did that sound?
Is this a good hand? I don't understand. Like,
I don't
understand.
I've got a 2 here, but I also have an ace.
All the numbers are different.
Oh, and guess what? They're different colors. Did you notice that? They also have different little icons on. Are those emojis?
Bitch, I know what you're doing. You're trying to rattle me. You're not gonna. Fuck!
Rattle you like this purple tiger.
God damn it.
What are we even talking about at this point?
I don't fucking
know.
What's
going on next week?
What are you in the mood for?
I don't know.
All right.
I'd love to have some Mexican food.
All right. I don't know if there's a Mexican food movie. I mean, we watched We've already watched Chef, and that was like about Cubans.
God,
and
it was so good. I'm trying to get my parents to watch it.
Oh, man.
They have my HBO. I'm like, watch Chef. I feel like my dad would cry watching it. You know what I mean? Like, I just want them to watch it.
Cry for how amazing those sandwiches look?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think he would just like it.
Okay.
It's heartwarming.
It was a good movie. Check out our review at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. Ding.
There it is. My favorite thing of the day. I don't know, Jack.
How do you feel? We haven't done a dark comedy in a while. In the mood for a dark comedy?
Sure.
All right.
Have we not?
I think it's been a while.
I can't remember the last time I've laughed.
I mean, you'll laugh at this one, but you'll also be like, oh, what the fuck?
Okay.
A couple times.
All right.
I like this one a lot. A sleeper. One Mr. Seth Rogen.
Really?
Where do you stand on Seth Rogen?
I like Seth Rogen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was in a movie that I feel is like criminally underrated.
Okay.
Like pitch perfect black comedy called Observe and Report. You know anything
have
about this
that?
One? He's a mall
Doesn't
cop.
Doesn't he have to protect like some star or something at the mall?
No, he's just like a mall cop and he has delusions of like being like a real cop.
Is this Paul Blart?
It's not Paul Blart. It came out.
I've seen Paul Blart.
Okay, so it came out after Paul Blart.
Okay.
And everyone was like, this is just Paul Blart. And then people saw it and they're like, holy shit, this is not fucking Paul Blart.
Okay. I remember this movie coming out. I know what it looks like. I don't think if I've seen anything, I may have seen a clip, but I've not seen this whole movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're good.
This is, and the director of this one is Jody Hill, the guy that created Eastbound and Down.
Lovely.
Kenny Powers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
little more on board?
I'm on board.
All right.
I'm on board.
This one's a good one. This one, when this came out, I was kind of the sole supporter of this one amongst my friend group.
Sure.
Everyone was like, first off, everyone was like burned out on Seth Rogen by this point. And everyone's like, no, is this going to be like a dumb Paul Blart? And that's kind of how it was marketed.
Yeah.
But then you see it and it's funny, but it's also like incredibly dark. I mean, it's like Eastbound and Down.
Okay.
And there's some bits that you're going to fucking laugh your balls off at. There's some bits you're going to be like, what the fuck, really? And it's super. Oh, and also the late great Ray Liotta's in this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm down. I just couldn't remember if I had seen it.
No, because we've had this conversation off podcast before, and you said the same thing. Like, oh, Paul Blart? I was like, no, it's not.
I don't remember this conversation.
It's not that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll be back next week to chat about Observe and Report.
I'm in.
I wonder if Lily's going to have any Back the Blue comments, and I'm going to have any All Cops Are Bastard comments next week. I'll bet we are. So please join us, won't you? And in the meantime, you should also follow us on all of our social meds. Help us keep that social media money rolling in, so we can do things like fly our buddy Marlon down here to talk about some movies, so that we can, like, you know, buy Leanne some How to Play Poker books.
I need the poker for dummies.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yep. If you're going to start this World Series of Poker run, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
At HSV Home Video.
You can also follow our show sponsor, Underboss Photography. Big fan of today's movie, Michael at Underboss Photography. You can follow him, Underboss_Photography. I don't know if you saw his hockey pictures from this weekend.
I was going to mention it. He was from up above.
Yeah, homie got up in the rafters.
I love that shot with the logo in the middle and then on the that turned out perfection, sir.
Homeboy doing good.
He's doing the Lord's work.
That Lord's work. Give him a follow. And until next week, my friends, be kind and rewind. If you or a loved one is having problems with gambling, please call 1-800-522-4700. Gambling is a serious addiction. Right, Mom?